with it, boys, bitch.
Yes, sir.
Mac Machete the Madman. The Dagger, bitches.
Y'all know.
Yeah.
Y'all know.
And me, my girl, her girl, and her girl.
Yeah.
Can you dig that? The Dagger, you know what I'm talking about, man.
I know exactly
we gonna keep it
about.
Real, real player.
Yeah. So, it's just me, my girl, and her girl. And we don't have to be ashamed. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And we about to do our thing. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. Don't worry about what we do. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And if you're about it, you can come too.
Hey girl, how you doing?
I wonder if you got a minute.
Maybe I could take you out.
Maybe we could just kick it.
I hope that you open-minded.
Maybe I could change your world.
That's only if you're trying to go.
We and my girl.
I see you look a little strange.
Don't dismiss it.
You only live once.
Maybe we can get explicit.
If you with it like I'm with it.
Maybe we could have a ball.
Penetration is devastating. Rated, I fade them all.
It's all on you, baby.
What you wanna do,
baby?
With your homegirls.
Well, they can come too,
baby.
We can get it pop.
Have your body percolate.
Off official and some weed.
We hype you with no hesitation.
I see you contemplating.
Think about it for a while.
Baby, I'm a witty boy.
You can tell by my style.
She smile, I know I got it.
Got my collar on
fresh.
When we done with the bra, my girl tell her
who's next. Me, my girl, and her girl. And we don't have to be ashamed. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And we about to do our thing. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. Don't worry about what we do. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And if you're about it, you can come too.
It's time to get it cracking, ladies. So wear it out, you know what I'm all about. We fucking, we ain't going now. What we need is right here. 80 proof or better, drink a pound of the second dank and fizzle.
What the fuck you say?
Now a nigga fucking like a tinny. Got these bitches screaming like I'm taking their virginity. The ones that act tough like they can handle the fucking. Until I gut her like a turkey with the salt top stuffing. Thought that I was bluffing. I talk shit and back it up. She took a break and called a girl and told her,
I need back.
Back that ass up.
Daggers acting juvenile. One laying on the other. Doggy style, dog pile. Play them triple X games. I'm a gold medalist. I beat that pussy dead. Dagger is the deadliest specialist. I can't lie, I love this shit. So y'all can lick each other's pussies and both suck on my dick.
It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And we don't have to be ashamed. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And we about to do our thing. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. Don't worry about what we do. It's just me, my girl, and her girl. And if you're about it, you can come too.
One-on-one is really fun, but Dagger's out for having more. Start with 16 bitches, watch them battle for the final four. Losers gotta ride the bench, winners get up in the ring. Now you gotta battle the this is what the Dagger do, don't be ashamed to be afraid. You wanna put the edge, if you got both and get the trade. My bitches fuck bitches, they ain't caring what a hater say. If you don't like the song, then you ain't with it anyway.
My girl, her girl, your girl. I lick, she lick, you suck. Attack from all angles, demolish, diminish. I'm busting like a M1 till the chamber finish. Prescriptions a pleasure, you bally, whatever. Me and my girl will take you down together. I'm clever with the rhymes, but I'm better with the stroke. Provoke the panties off and tell my girl, here we go.
It's just me, my girl, and her girl.
For sure.
And we don't have to be ashamed.
Nope.
It's just me, my girl, and her girl.
What y'all doing?
And we about to do our thing. It's just me, my girl, and her girl.
Yeah.
Don't worry about what
don't
we
worry.
Do. It's just me, my girl, and her girl.
What y'all doing?
And if you're about it, you become
I'm
true.
Going, nigga.
What's cracking, y'all? The Dagger here. LA West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. West Coast Wednesdays, Hub Nights with my co-host, Queen V. I can't jack her in here real quick. I'm sorry, I'm a little behind. So, y'all are going to hear a little bit of commotion. Maybe some people talking to me real quick while I get to my area to get the show started properly. So, again, I do apologize, but damn it, we're still here. We're going to get it in. Got a lot of new songs tonight, a lot of things we want to get into. But as always, shout-outs to the boss lady herself. I got to do my intro real quick by myself because I just don't want no dead air time. Shout-outs to the boss lady herself, Topaz the Shank, because as always, without her, there is no Bang Out Radio, no you know, no West Coast Wednesday Pump Nights, no Fuck You Fridays, no Slap Sundays, no Triple M Show on Mondays. So thank you, boss lady, for allowing me and those that I fuck with to sit over here and do our thing. Also, shout out to all independent artists, everybody out there sending in their music. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Continue to do that. Dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. When I tag my co-host in, I will let her get her email out too because I want y'all sending her email to her as well. Hope y'all hear the dogs, planes. Like, it's just crazy. Hold on. I'll try to get to where I need to be. Now, I'm not going to mute my phone, so whatever y'all hear, just like I said, don't judge me. Hold on. Oh, Hello. Why you always say it like that? You don't like you don't be happy to see me. You know you love me. And the Lakers win. That's all I'm talking about. Whoop.
Rushing to do something. Why don't you be here? If you're
going to
do something, why don't you be on time to do what you're doing?
I know I'm running a little late, but it's just a
you
little
You don't have to run late because you ain't doing nothing.
Is it your show?
I don't care.
I understand what you're saying. I tell myself that all the time. I do understand.
You always run in the last minute to do something.
What if I talk?
That's anything that you do. You always wait till the last minute to do it.
What if I told you right now I was on my show and you're embarrassing me in front of thousands of people? What if I told you that? Would that matter?
Nope.
I didn't think so. Oh, yeah. All right, y'all. I'm getting set up. Hold on. We almost getting there. Hold on. Oh, shit. Family. Gotta love them. Oh. And you want to close up the garage. Hold on. Damn. But he is right, though. I mean, I can't complain about that. Like I said, I should be on time, shouldn't be done like this or whatever. But like I said, this is reality radio. You never know what may be going on around here. Ugh, man. Dun-dun, lights. Let's get the computer up and running. I know my co-hosts, people are like, what the fuck is going on? Oh, yeah, it's just funny. Interesting way to start off West Coast Wednesday, though. Like I said, I'm trying to be in brighter moods, trying to, you know, smile a little bit more, not let things get to me, not worry about the dumb stuff. I'm working on it. Oh, I need the other phone. I got to switch phones. Hold on. Thank you. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, my life. Day with the dagger, man. Really, really, really. I know, it's weird. Some people who I don't feel have reality shows, who have reality shows, shouldn't, because it's just exposure. But if you want to see, I mean, they're making fun of people, in my opinion, in a lot of situations on some reality shows, just quick side note. But, you know, there are certain people that really should have a reality show, because, I mean, they should be crazy. A lot of people say that all the time, like, my life should be like a reality show. I'm like, I don't know. I think, but I actually mean it. I think my life should be a reality show. This shit is crazy. Okay, if y'all knew E's true, you know, behind the scenes, music, you know what I mean, about the dagger, I'd be like, this nigga didn't. No, he wouldn't do it. Yeah, that was me. Yeah, I was doing that. Oh, my bad, Joe. I'm almost there. Almost. 8 minutes into the show, but I figure it's been an entertaining 8 minutes. We're going to pick it back up. I know it's something nice. Got a lot of shit we want to get into. Try to get in the mode tonight. I may have some new listeners out there listening tonight. But like I said, I'm embarrassed to start off the show like that, but it's okay. Because like I said, this is reality radio as well. You never know what you may hear. I'm not going to sugarcoat nothing from y'all. I'm not going to hide nothing. Like I said, y'all fucking with Dagger. Y'all got to fuck with some shit I be having to fuck with. Oh, man. I got no cigarettes, no weed. I gotta go in there and try to get some of this drink, though. Oh yeah, I need some of that. What was it? I think it was dark. What was it? I think it was some Bacardi Gold, maybe. I think I need some of that. Straight. Come on. And then they're going to cut off my cell phone probably because, you know, I'm not supposed to call in from the show from my cell phone because they sent me some shit talking about you're not supposed to broadcast multiple people or whatever. Like, somehow they know that the phone's plugged into this system or whatever that's linked in with everybody else, and I'm not supposed to be doing this. Send me a letter like, your service will be terminated if you continue to do what the fuck you're doing. Because I used to be, you know what I mean, you used to be on the road with my show a lot and everything too, depending on what day it was. So it was like, nah, I need to cut that out. But at the same time, man, I was running late. Need to be here. Hold on. Almost. Riding around the corner. We're in the home stretch. All right. Y'all got to excuse me. I'll try to keep the energy up. I'm off myself right now, so I gotta, I'm trying to see who's out here with me. I know my co-host, like, what the fuck? Oh, man, sorry. But hold on, which one? It's got to be this one. Hold on. There it is. Queen.
Hi.
Here she is. Sorry about that. You see, you, but you see how we get going through. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? You heard that?
Yes, I did. I did.
You said I'm feeling it. You see, it was another thing. But hey, man, thanks, Queen. How you doing tonight? How you feeling? My co-host in the game, probably 10 minutes into the show. I do apologize, but we're here. How you feeling tonight?
I'm all right. I'm over here trying to open up my bottle.
What you got?
Some red Moscato.
Red Moscato. Okay. All right. Now, also, like I said, again, let people know where they can send their music to you as well. Nobody emails them. They get to hear that earlier. Let them know where they can find you at.
You guys can send me all of your music to queenbvee1991@gmail.com. Again, that is queenbvee1991@gmail.com.
There y'all go. And again, last but not least, I didn't let everybody know. Just anybody, like I said, that's the Bang Out Radio that's been fucking with us from the start. If you're new, if you're an independent artist, if you just like the topics, if you just like what we talk about, if you just like what we're doing over here, because all we're doing is just making connections and trying to keep it real at all times, because there's no reality and there's no place to be real anymore in the world. So this is where we're going to keep it at right here. So this is what we're here for, all right? Especially on Hump Nights, especially, like I said, some of y'all got to be put on blast on a lot of things, and some things just got to be put out there. And this is where we're going to do it. All right, so thank you for supporting the show, because all you guys got to do is talk about the show. That's it. That's all I ask. That's all you're responsible for doing. Or also share the show. That's also what I'm talking about as well. If you get it in your emails, if you get it on your social networks, wherever you get it, just share it one time. Send it out to people that you may feel would appreciate it. Send it out to other artists. Let them know to get their music to us so we can get their music. Just, that's all y'all got to do. Very simple, very easy. And I thank y'all off top. All right? And also, artists, send me your drops, you know, for the radio show or whatever. Like I said, get heard, all right? If you want to get heard, this is where you're going to get heard, on Bang Out Radio. But this is West Coast Wednesday, some nights. Dagger, Queen V, we're going to get the phone lines when we get back. And got some brand new music starting off right here. Weatherman, one of a kind. Let's go. West Coast Wednesday, some nights.
Shorty crew with some stuff lifting. So I think about how. Break it down right now, no. See, it's all where the sun is. Yeah, my shine got me beat to my rock with. Everybody, all y'all listen up, I want this. I feel they got the boss up, man. My
one of a kind, girl. With the word, I should twist and wind to the blow my mind. And I can't deny, yeah. You are one of a kind, girl. With the word, I should twist and wind to the blow my mind. And I can't deny, yeah.
With you, girl, let me take you on a date. Where me and you go, please tell me, yeah. The next thing I'm to concentrate, cause my university where we go complicated.
Pretty girl, let me take you on a day.
Where me and you go, please tell me, yeah. The next thing I'm to concentrate, cause my university where we go complicated. Let me tell you what, me be giving to you. To buy house, to buy car, live and come. The man of the house, now he be the dumb balance. So make you know they look me like I will break on him.
Blow my mind,
and I can't deny, yeah.
You
proud boy with oil money. I got so much to show. We go to buy for shopping. See that in a fence, slam down chin. Even though me, I'm not an agent, but I bet I know how to spend it. I wanna run out.
Your body,
yeah, baby.
We're not supposed to be back yet. Hold on one second. This is supposed to be doing something. Hold on. Let's try this. See, not good. Ah, that's what it is, hater. Hold on. See, we've been doing good the last couple of weeks without this problem. Bam, okay, we back. Hold on. Bam, do that. Do this. That, this. One thing about it, though, boy, what I do get, boy, shit, this radio station gonna be running so smooth. Get my. When I do get shit situated and, you know, get things handled and everything like that, man, I'll be so on. yeah, my drink's kicking in. Like I said, I have to go get this, what am I drinking? It was dark. It was in a big bottle. Bacardi Gold, and then root beer. That's the only dark shit that was in the refrigerator for me to mix it with. So that's what I fucking mixed it with. So y'all got to excuse me. Hold on real quick. Hold on, because I still want to get shit back where it's supposed to be, so I want to do this the right way. Hold on, like, all right, let's see if this works.
Oh, lovey lord. Shake it to the right. You boys, cover your eyes. Shake. That can lead something to the imagination. That's just showing too much booty.
And on our talking points this evening, it seems like the hip-hop community is trading in their gold chains for gold showers. Hip-hop singer R. Kelly is on trial again this week for sharing some of his liquid bling with yet another underage girl. Some advice for Mr. Kelly. Next time, use a golden shower curtain and keep your golden showers to yourself.
What's wrong with a man giving away a golden shower? Sounds like a nice gift to me. What? Shoot, I wish somebody gave me a golden shower. One, I like gold. Two, I like showers. Put it together. Hey, that sounds like
a light.
Too.
If you're good, Santa Claus might give you a golden shower for Christmas.
Christmas? My man Santa.
And controversial R&B superstar R. Kelly will be heading into court tomorrow for the first day of his latest highly anticipated trial for child pornography and lewd acts for the local minor.
It's Lady Cam, and you're tuned in to West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, on Bang Out Radio with Daddy Dagger and Queen V LA West Coast all day. So please play that slow shit for me. Dagger, I'm ready to get my hump on. Ooh.
All right, y'all, we back. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, Dagger, Queen. Still good?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, for sure. Let's open up the phone lines and see who's out here tonight, y'all. Let's see where we're going to go for the evening. Straight out the 909-0721. I think I know who this is. Koya.
Hi, Dagger.
What's up, Koya? How you feeling?
I'm feeling wonderful. I got my drink in my cup. I'm chilling. Nice breeze. I'm good. How y'all doing?
What you over there sipping on?
Actually, I have me some vodka and orange juice, like freshly squeezed, because I got these, because I live in Redlands, and they're known for their little orange grove. So I got some oranges, these sweet oranges, and I squeezed it a little bit in my cup, so I'm good.
Sounds good. All right, Quinn's in the building. I know who this is over here. See, I'm getting better at recognizing certain numbers. Got my man Levi Kev in the building, man. How you feeling?
Man, I've been feeling a little, I've been better.
You been what?
I said I've been better.
You been better? See, welcome to the club. But nah, Levi, man, you on, nigga. You have more money, more problems. Is that how it is?
Nah, man, shit. Nigga just got out fresh out the ER, man.
Man, ER, good to have you out the ER, man. What happened? Like, I mean, it's something to speak on or don't want to really get into?
Let's just say, you know what I'm saying, I'm overworking myself, nigga. Damn near had a motherfucking heart attack.
Well, like I said, man, you already about to take a break real soon. So I mean, just make it to the finish line, man. You be straight. Let people know. For those that don't know, man, let people know they can still find you. I don't know all kind of things is dropping and everything. Let them know what's up.
Well, you know what I'm saying. You can scratch the whole Facebook out the picture. You know what I'm saying. You want to look me up. You know what I'm saying. Hit me up on Twitter. Levi Kev. I am Levi Kev. You know what I mean? Just Google Levi Kev, man. You'll find me. I'm everywhere. The Gift and the Curse drops September 2013. Still don't have a definite day, but it's dropping September. I mean, just finishing up the new single called Worth It. You know what I'm saying? A lot of Dagger, I know you'll feel it. You know what I'm saying? It's
just yeah, I'll be on that a lot on my mind. Like, nigga, when you drop those, man, I'll be on it, man. That's yeah, I'll know.
I mean, Worth It, it's just basically just like me, you know what I'm saying, everything I done been through, you know what I'm saying, what's it all worth it, you know what I'm saying, you know, from the nights where I used to hit the stage, you know what I'm saying, just praying there was somebody out there on stage, out in the crowd that was looking for some new artists, new talent, you know what I'm saying, then, you know, hey, you know, I got my big break via Bang Out, you dig? So,
Tell them one more time, Levi, because motherfuckers be thinking, you know, they don't be thinking those shit happen over here, man. Like I said, tell them, you never know who's out there listening, right? Especially over here on Bang Out Radio. I don't know about these other shows, but motherfuckers listen to Bang Out Radio.
I mean, because I put it to you right now. Right now, you got an A&R from Def Jam and my A&R, the guy who signed me, the A&R from Interscope, actually tuning in to the station. You know what I'm saying? They tune in every Wednesday and every Sunday. You know what I'm saying? So I put the word out. I'm like, look, man, y'all need to go ahead and listen because I'm not the only one, you know what I'm saying, that's out there doing shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling them, man. So I tell y'all, man, send in your music. Make sure it's top quality. Make sure it's on point. You never know who the fuck is out here listening that may hit y'all niggas up. And I also tell y'all as well, when y'all send in y'all music, make sure y'all label it right. Make sure y'all send promo pics with it, you know, things like that. So I can make sure I at least tag y'all right and try to promote y'all to the best that I can as well. Sometimes, you know, people just send me music that's just music, like, that's just, you know, no name or anything, like track one. Like, come on now, motherfucker, how is that supposed to help me? But all right, hold on, Levi. Levi, you hanging out for a little while, man, or you just stopping through real quick? Because I know you're a busy man, fresh out the ER, man. You might have to, you know, pop some antibiotics or something.
Nah, man. You know me, man. ER ain't finna stop me, man. I'm finna
get it. All right, for sure. Let me see who else I got out here real quick. Straight out the, let's see who else. Straight out the 951-6931. You got Dagger and Queen. What it do?
What's going on, Dagger? It's your boy, Tay. Calling you from a new number.
How you feeling, man?
I'm good. You know, blessed to still be breathing today.
Hey, just like everybody, man. I get tired of that. I mean, it's great that you're breathing. Don't get me wrong, but people tell me the same thing. That's the bottom line. Is that, well, I'm breathing. But don't you get tired of saying that? Like, don't you wish you had something to say? Like, man, I'm breathing. Like, that's just how I know. I just hear that a lot. I say it a lot myself. I hear other people say it, but hey, it's all some people really do got right now. Hold on, Tay, real quick. Let's see. Let's get everybody in real quick. Who else we got? 323-9768. I think that's MIA in the building. Hold on.
Yeah, it is MIA in the building.
You
already know.
How are you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling good. How everybody doing tonight?
Oh, we got a full house. Full house.
Good. I see. Good. Yeah. I'm glad we got a full house. There's a lot to talk about tonight.
Oh, yeah. So, see, now that we got it, now we got the people that everybody's in that's hanging out for right now until we get some new callers in. Like I said, I'm going to hit a couple of these new tracks again real quick because I still got some more new tracks I want to get to. And then we're going to get into the conversation because I don't know where we're going to go with this many real motherfuckers. We got to pick something nice real quick. I got something up in the back of my head that I'm thinking about. What? I missed it. What did I miss?
I said, can we have a Koya question?
Yeah, we'll have a Koya question. It's good. You real demanding when you come on my show, Koya. But like I said, your shit do be interesting, so I'm gonna give you that.
I've been here a long time. Because
your fault. That's your fault. Then you come back thinking everything's just supposed to be cool when you come back, huh? Just like a girl. It's okay. It's okay.
We'll be right back
with Koya's question. Everybody tell her. What I want to do to make everything easier, just in case shit fucks up on my end, everybody just mute your phones. Just mute your phones. And when you hear me start talking, then just unmute it. All right? It's very simple. Instead of me having to jack everybody in and out and everything, it'll go a lot faster that way. So everybody just mute your phones. We'll be right back. West Coast Wednesday, something nice. Dagger, Queen V, right back with Koya's question. Tay, Levi, Kevin, the building, MIA, hanging out. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting night. Let's get it in.
Thank you. Money got me scheming. How they fucking with these demons? my mind with that childish mess. Do you not know how much I put on the line for me to shine? Had to die, but now I'm back with a shitload on my mind. Spit bullets from on high that kill niggas off in the streets. Been a gangster since day one, so you know I got to keep it G.
Life is a gamble, play the hand I was dealt. I'm revealing all the feelings that I once felt. I ain't holding nothing back, I ain't sparing no feelings. So if you don't know me, stay the fuck up out my business. I'm at the point of no return and I ain't going back. I think it's high time I finally got my life on track. I take one step forward, then three back. Shit, my niggas say I sold my soul, I want it back.
Everybody I know is in the competition, which leaves me with ambitions for getting riches, which has my mind frame of fuck niggas and fuck bitches. I've been at the bottom somewhere I don't wanna see again, so I'm out on my grind while y'all boys sleeping in. See, I'm the type to think to win, think I'm falling off, better think again before I go pull some phenomenal shit. Tell me what you thinking, man. With all that's on my mind, even I'm surprised I can feel so stable. Taking off so much in 23 years, I should be disabled. And all that's all that for an art, I done brought to the table. To learn the game of cutthroat business, I'm talking ain't enabled. These young cowards get a taste of power and live the life of a favor. But I realize I'm here putting it down and working hard for that paper. But I'd be damned if that boy Jay get him the upper hand. I got too much on the line just to pass my grind to love the man.
Talk with motion, feel emotion, vibe. Rub my skin, I smile within, cause you want.
touch it. Like it if you love it. Put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. Put your hands on me. If you like it, if you love it. Put your hands on me.
Tired old eyes ain't seeing two able-bodied young men just lollygagging.
Can you, like, shut up?
Say what?
We're, like, waiting for this dude to, like, let us have his daughter's hand.
I thought your generation had given up on being proper gentlemen. So which one of you is fixing to win the hand of this little lady?
Right here.
Me.
Love triangle, huh? Well, I guess you two will have to tangle since you know she can't give her hand to both of you.
Yeah, but she's got two of them.
Jumping Jesus, son. A gal gives her hand to just one fella. Now, let me give you boys a little tip. No one ever got anywhere just waiting around. When it comes to women, there's nothing wrong with being a little persistent. Damn it, boys, if you want that girl's hand, get off your keisters and go get it.
He's right, Beavis. We've waited long enough.
Her hand must be rested enough by now.
West side of the West Coast, Western Avenue. Nympho the Great, West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. Hey, Dagger, where the flips at? Flip, 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 flip. Bang Out Radio. Hey, Dagger, hook me up with Queen V. Tell her I got a Bentley.
Yeah, y'all. All right, we back. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. Dagger, Queen, still good?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, everybody, unmute your phones. Let's see. Koya, still good? Koya, still good?
I'm good. Don't talk it.
Yeah, all right. Like I was about to say, man, Levi, still in the building.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, Tay, still back there, still good?
Yeah.
All right, and then MIA, last but not least.
Yo, I'm still here.
All right, remember, if you want to get in on the conversation, 661-621-7559, you can either just chill in the queue and listen, or you press 1 and hop in on it, all right? Now, let's go ahead. It's been a while, so let's have Koya's. Wait, hold on, wait. Before Koya's, we got one more person trying to hop in real quick. Hold on, my bad. See, they done pressed 1. Better let me know they wanted to get in. 909-3752, you got Dagger Queen. What it do? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? 909-3752.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, there it is. Hello, who's this?
Oh, that's not my number.
That's the number that's popping up on the screen. The last four number digits of your number, 3752.
Oh.
That's the number you're calling me from.
Yeah, this is Skinny.
Oh, this is one of y'all people's. See, I always know if it's somebody that know my co-host when she start laughing when y'all drop y'all name. So what it do, Skinny? How you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I could be better, but I mean, I'm not gonna sit here and complain. You know, complain. We don't complain over here. We just fucking deal with it. But what about you? How you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling good. I just called in to show some support.
Okay. So you jumping in on the conversation or you just hanging out? Because, you know, we don't...
I want
to
hear this Koya question.
Okay, yeah, Koya question. We're about to see right now. Everybody's in. All right. Koya, what's the question? What's the question?
Koya's not ready for the Koya question.
Wait. See,
what
this is
you
the
mean
shit
you
be, wait. This is the shit I be talking about. See, before we went to the music, you said you were
going to
come back with Koya's question. I clear everything out.
Exactly.
I get everything all ready. And
so
now you're not ready.
In like a month. So
that's how you feel?
Me.
That's how you feel?
I'm just saying. I'm not prepared for the Koya's question.
Man, this is the shit I be talking about, man. Well, I'm going to ask a question real quick. See, I thought I was going to do good. Let me get something off of my mind real quick. Just a general question. Do you have to deal with a certain level? Do you have to deal with bullshit in order to deal with people? You know, that's just the main question I have because I'm starting to notice that, and I'm not trying to say, like, everybody's perfect, you know. I know everybody always has some amount of shit that you got to deal with. But, I mean, I'm talking about the bullshit, because there's a lot of bullshit that goes on. But people tell me that, you know, you have to, it comes along with the territory. You have to be involved in that kind of shit. You know, is this a true question? Let me get a little bit more detail on an example real quick. I got a homegirl right now. Her bullshit is that, like I said, she's still tied in with her ex. She's still, like I said, she's still pretty, like, open on doing a lot of things. She has no feelings about shit and everything. I mean, that's her bullshit. But on the other side of it, she's, like, a really cool person, fun to hang out with, enjoy, you know, has a good time when she is in a cool mood and everything. But she's just too open for, like, everybody. So it's like, to deal with her, you would have to deal with the openness that comes along with all that. But it's not worth it to deal with her. I mean, and you see what I'm trying to say? You see the question I'm trying to get at? Like, do you have to deal with people's bullshit in order to be with them, or should there not be no bullshit?
No, I feel like you can hang out with people and deal with it when you want to deal with it. But if you don't feel like dealing with that shit, don't deal with that shit. You feel me? You have an opportunity and a chance to cut that shit off and be like, nah, I'm not in the mood today. I'm not fucking with that shit today. But when you wanna deal with that shit, you can deal with that shit.
Well, who's different? Let's hear another opinion.
My different answer for that is like, you know, you say, okay, you know what? You can say that. Okay, I don't want to deal with that right now. But at the same time, it's like being with people go through life. Every person goes through life. Like, their situation that you come across that you don't want, I mean, that you tell somebody and they don't want to deal with at the time, but at the same time, it's going to come across the path when one of your homegirls, one of your homeboys, one of your friends that you really don't want to deal with, the ignorance of what's going on. You're like, okay, boom, I love you, but at the same time, right now, I can't deal with that situation.
Well, let's flip it around like this. Let's bring it to the fellas. Like, let me ask Tay, real quick, right? Now, say you chilling with a girl, right? you digging her, you cool, she cool and everything. But like I said, her bullshit is she's too tied in with her friends. You know what I mean? Like, she listens to what her friends say. She's too involved with her friends. You know, she lets her friends get away with bullshit. You know what I mean? She just let her friends walk all over and everything like that. Now, you see that. Now, you don't like that. You know what I mean? But it's like, but I feel that's some bullshit. Like, is that something you deal with? Is that something you try to tell her about? Is that none of your business because it's not your friends? I mean, how would you handle something like that?
I would, you know, tell her about herself, because if, you know, if it's that type of situation where that's my female, then I wouldn't want her to deal with that, because then at the end of the day, I'm going to have to hear the shit from her.
Exactly.
She's going to be mad at him, and she's going to take it out on me, and I'm not going to want that, because I might go inside her head or something.
Look at you. I was trying to go inside somebody's head. But what I'm saying is, okay, but then say you tell her, right? Now take it one step further. You tell her, but, I mean, she still lets that go. She still keeps dealing with him and everything. Now talk about going inside. Now, I'm not trying to say, like, whatever she's going on with her and her friends is kind of fucking up what you got going on, but you just see what it does. You hear the stories and everything like that, and you don't like it. You done told her about it. She still don't do nothing about it, but you like her, you want to be around her. Now, would that type of shit stop you from dealing with her? Because that's the bullshit she comes along with. You know what I mean?
It just depends on if, you know, I love the girl or not. Because if I don't love her, then I'm not going to deal with her bullshit. But if I do, then
so
I
love,
sit there and
so,
deal with her.
So then we could add that in. So love is a deterrent if you're going to deal with somebody's bullshit or not. Is that a fair statement to say?
Yeah.
All right. Interesting. All right. Now, I would ask Levi, but I was like, Levi, man, what is some bullshit you've had to deal with? I mean, I know in the game and in the industry and everything, like, there's a lot of bullshit when it comes to females and everything. But, I mean, anything, like, particularly stand out? Like, damn, that was just really dumb. I can't believe that shit even went down that way. Levi.
Yeah, man.
Did you hear me?
Sorry.
Oh, man.
I
ain't got, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to bullshit, man, you know what I mean, I just got zero tolerance for it, you know what I'm saying. If a female about her shit, you know what I'm saying, she want to listen to her partners, you know what I'm saying, hey, you listen to your partners, but X me out of the equation, because at the end of the day, Levi Kev don't give a fuck about no friends, you know what I'm saying.
So there it is, just no tolerance for bullshit at all. Just if you about that bullshit, leave me the fuck alone, period.
Exactly, you know what I'm saying? If you don't know me, stay the fuck up on my business, you know what I'm saying?
quote, end quote. Like, okay. Now, MIA, all right, we're going to hear a little bit about everybody. Now, not just on the friends category, but just like like even in other situations, like say you with a dude, you like him, you feel him and everything like that, but I don't know, maybe his bullshit is he's too wrapped up in his family, maybe. You feel maybe he puts his family first, this, that. Now, on one hand of that, it's like it's good because you can see he's a family man, he knows how to handle things, and, you know, that's good, but on the other hand, that's taking some of your time away. Like, how do you handle, is that some bullshit you deal with? Is it
you know what? It's crazy that you saying it the way you saying it, because I'm actually dealing with something like that.
Uh-oh.
To where I'm dealing with somebody who I really like.
I'm psychic.
But it's a lot of bullshit in between it, because I feel that we really not, you know, getting to know each other like I think we should, you know. And the bullshit is, if I'm telling you what it is and I'm telling you I need to know what's going on, just keep it real with me, because I'm a real-ass female and you're steady hiding things, you know, how do you really deal with that? You know, there's really no way to deal with that unless you really like that person and you really just trying to work it out. Just like I said, other than that, I have no tolerance for bullshit. If I didn't really like him and really want to deal with that person, then I'm not going to tolerate it. But since I kind of want to tolerate it, you have to want to deal with something. If you don't want to deal with it, then you ain't going to deal with it.
Now,
if you feel that you can
to
work with it, if you feel like the good part is taking over that bad part, then work with it.
Okay, so it basically boils down to the love thing. If you feel they're worth it, then the bullshit is worth putting up with. But then at the same time, is there that much love? Is there that much you care about that person that you just accept that part of that bullshit? I mean, just that, you know. And I'm not even talking in like grand scheme of shit. Like, say you're in a relationship or whatever. Like, my ex used to get mad at me for sitting up playing a damn video game all day, even when I didn't have shit else to do or whatever. But it's like, you know, you could be doing something else besides playing it. But that's what I do. I'm a video game person. I play video games. That's what I do. You know, it don't bother nobody, you know what I mean, or anything like that. But she used to get hot at me because I could sit there for hours on hours and just play. But, I mean, she saw that.
Yeah, y'all
bullshit.
Guys can't really do that, you know. And I guess because sometimes, like, you got to have a female who just into that. And I guess she feel like, damn, if I'm right here in front of you, why you got to be entertained by a video game?
But on the other hand, I would tell her all the time, it's like, yo, you don't want me playing this video game. You know, you got all kind of ways to make me not play this video game. You know, it was like
that. Well,
if
she wasn't
the
person to entertain you, then
she
never, on the video game. Oh, come on, man.
So, you know, if you give me an option outside of this video game, then by all means, you know, I'm gonna jump on that real quick. Don't get it twisted. But it wasn't like. But if you just sitting here telling me just don't play the video game, then you know that's something else totally different. But all right, Koya, have you thought about your question yet?
Yeah, I've been thought about my question, but I'm just saying it was a little inappropriate because I was drinking with my mom and my aunt.
Oh, that's
like
why. So why couldn't you tell me the whole true story? I could have said hello to mom and auntie.
Exactly, but my thing is I couldn't tell the whole true story because it was right there. Like, I couldn't be like, okay, I can't ask Koya's questions because I feel like that would be disrespectful. All
right, well, you got your question now. We're going to get into Dagger's double play, and then we'll be right back with Koya's question, hopefully this time for real. And everybody hanging out, again, if you want to get on the conversation, it's still not too late. We got a whole another hour to go. 661-621-7559 is always chilling the queue. Press 1 to holler at us. You know, you got Dagger, Queen V, Tay, Levi Kev hanging out. Koya, MIA in the building. It's a good night so far, so I'm going to keep it going like this. We will be right back. West Coast Wednesdays, hump nights.
Damn.
Don't forget to mute your phones.
Yeah. The Dagger. LA. Yeah. West Coast. All day. Out of the bullshit. The bitches.
Shit.
The haters.
All of them, you know what I mean?
All y'all motherfuckers. Push. Let's keep it going. Yeah. Hey. On to the next one. Check it.
Hey, baby, how you doing? Let me holler at you real quick. Hope you a real chick, tired of the dumb bitch. Talking crazy shit, playing games with a real chick. Niggas just hate y'all, bitches try to kill me. Been in love twice, it won't happen again. I already know the end, I don't want to begin. Tell the truth from the jump. Yeah, I pop pills, smoke blunt, my car don't stunt. I use EDC to buy a lunch. I don't like to spend it, rather watch it
stack up.
If I'm in a fight, I'm by myself, no.
Back
I like to act up, cause I'm a crazy individual. Don't copy anybody, cause I'd rather be original. Labeled as a criminal, still no felonies. I want to be good, but the world's not letting me. Fuck that, I'm unplugged. Nothing like these other niggas up in the club. He want to buy you a drink, I want to know what you think. I want the number to your house, he want your Facebook link. Spending all his money cause the nigga want to buy you. I want to figure out if you the one I shouldn't lie to. But are you like the Rams walking with your hand out? Titties and your ass out, always want to stand out. If so, gotta go, hater, no, never. I can get you wet, but his money get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
I gotta get you wet, gotta make you sweat. Do the things you have done, it ain't that good.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
He do it good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick right after.
Come on,
he get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better. I gotta get you wet, gotta make you sweat. Do the things you have done, it ain't that good.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
He do it good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick right after. Hey baby, how you doing? Let me nibble on your neck slow. Bite you like a vampire, I may never let go. Look good, smell good, taste good, act right. No kids and a job, I think I found my new life. In my life of darkness, will you be my sunshine? Girl, it's crunch time, why you waiting for the punchline? I done played enough games and I felt enough pain. Made a life change to maintain my new campaign. Feeling like Obama cause the world thinks I'm failing. Looking for Michelle, keep finding Sarah Palin. Young, dumb, lazy, wanna have my baby. Bitch, you crazy cause you ain't this lady. If you want that kind of life, then you gotta step your game up. I'm sexy when I wake up without any makeup. Cook every other day, party every other week, my woman in the street, but you my hoe up in the bed. See you there when I sleep, cause you don't wanna leave me lonely. Good, bad, happy, sad, I'm your one and only. Tell them other niggas that the dagger got you locked down. If you wanna walk away, then walk away right now. No need to waste time, you in or you out. Cause we don't need to be together while you figure it out. Girl, you got a good life, I wanna make it better. Lust will get you wet, true love get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
He do it good, I do it better. I gotta get you wet, gotta make you sweat. Do the things you have, now that ain't that good.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right?
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do the things you have that ain't that good.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
He do it good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right? Hey baby, how you doing now? I got you in the bedroom, looking so good, eyes like a cartoon. Mouth dropping so hot, it burns when I get close. Fuck it, I'ma burn, cause I want you the most. You got a nigga drooling with your pink and black lingerie. High heels, thong on, booty so jiggly. Titties sitting upright, silky smooth. Dagger, don't beg, but
please put it on.
Waiting long enough, so now it's time for some action. I got you all night, I guarantee satisfaction. Look at your reaction, don't run from it. Got you sounding like, wanna grab your stomach. Do you like it or love it, or do you want me to stop? I try to slow down, and she screamed out. She want me cause of me, not the status of a chest. Tell me, are you wet?
Yes.
Let me get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
I gotta get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do the things you have, now it ain't that good.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
He do it good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, might
have
some. He get you wet, I get you wet.
All right. It's been a while, Kip.
Yeah, I mean.
We had to get you on the mixtape.
You feel me? Back to this motherfucker.
The dark side.
Where I reside.
Welcome to it.
Yeah, I mean.
About to do it like we used to.
Yes, sir. This one for the
you
team.
Ready? Let me set it up.
You are now listening to Sound.
Damn, girl, you all that. Small waist, booty fat. Real freak, not a rat. Keeps the ball pussy cracked. Got a job and a web. Love to spend her own chips. Love to ride dick. She can
get it.
Any day at any time. Getting yours, getting mine. Any magazine you find. Even if the nigga blind. And your body's banging like the niggas throwing gang signs. Like a soul woofer by.
Play to the baseline.
You the type I buy. Drank weed
and a pill of
pop. Because you go hard. Once you're on, you don't want to stop.
No,
a lot of chicks will call it quits. You like to keep the party going.
Seven in the fucking morning. Still got the bottles flowing.
Plus rolling mini blunts, knowing what the dagger wants. Keep it real, don't got a front. Only had to tell her once. Always got my back to who she wanted, she get it. That's why she get it. She can get it,
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 she can get it.
She can get it,
she can get it, get it.
She can get it,
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 get it, get it, get it, get it, get it, get it.
ain't gon' trip. Manicured nails, ass out from under the split. True grit, I'm a pimp for sure. That ass clap, no applause needed to the strip I go. No breaks when I scrape. Dick like pogo stick, she wanna catch a date. My presence great. Pretty brown round, no need to hesitate. Hop your ass in, GPS navigate. That's real, lay back, fetch attack. Tell me how the sex feels, similar to E-pills. And she like it, turn off the light. Spark up the blunt so I can strike like lightning. He's a bore and I'm exciting. He's glass jaw Joe and I'm Mike Tyson. He's completely sane, I'm a mental asylum. Come see me, the nigga with the title.
She can get it, 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 get it. She can get it, 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 get it.
Damn it, fuck it. We back, y'all. Everybody, hello. West Coast Wednesday, Tom Knight, Stagger, Queen V. Queen. Queen.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, just making sure. I know we gotta sync, but like I said, fuck the dead air time, everybody. Koya, where you at? You good?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, Tay. Tay, I'll meet your phone. Tay. No, wait, maybe you stepped away for a minute. Hold on. But MIA, still good?
Yeah, I'm still good.
Okay, that's good. Like I said, I don't mind being surrounded by ladies. Shit, that don't not bother me whatsoever. I actually prefer. Like I said, I'm sorry. I guess that's just the Hugh Hefner in me, not trying to say it like that, but I've always, like I said, I just, not that I work better with women. Well, actually, yeah, I do. I just work better with women, especially, but intelligent women, smart women. Dumb bitches piss me the fuck off. But intelligent women, sexy women, yeah, I love being around y'all. Never an issue, never a problem. But, oh, man, Sequoia. Let's get it. What's up? What's the question?
Dang, you gotta put the government out like that? Dang.
What do you mean the government? And did she call herself Queen ever since she's been coming on the show? Do you want a nickname or something, nigga? What are you talking about?
I thought you said my government. That's what I thought.
Oh, so you owe me an apology then?
No, I do owe you an apology. I apologize.
Thank
Mr.
you. And wait, and who's playing music in their background? Can somebody turn that down? If I can hear it, then everybody else can hear it. No disrespect to whatever you playing in your background, but can we turn that down if we're going to be on the radio? Thank you. You don't even got to say who you are. Just thank you for doing it. All right, Claire, what's up?
All right. So I want to ask you guys a question. So while you are having sex with your mate, is it okay to be like, oh, yeah, okay. Okay, let me explain it a little further before I even say it, because I don't think anybody will understand it. Okay, boom. While you are having sex with your mate, and
wait, hold on.
You,
I'm sorry. I have to cut you off again. Whose background am I hearing? I'm hearing somebody's TV. I'm trying to hear Claire's question. Please, somebody help me. Wait, hold on. Let me see if it's this. Hold on. Let me try this real quick. Let me see. All right, that may have worked. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Claire. Go ahead. Now explain.
No, that's okay. All right. So, while you are having sex with your mate and y'all in the whole dirty talk, boom, 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 right? Y'all like, okay, whose is this? Whose is that? Whose is this? Because niggas like to do that. I don't know why they like to do that.
I hate that question because you never want to, you get the wrong answer, you're going to get pissed off. But go ahead.
So, that's how I feel. But anyway, whatever, regardless. Okay, they be like, whose pussy is this? Okay, this whoever pussy, this daddy pussy, right? You'd be like, okay, well, shit, nigga, who dick is that? And then you'd be like, shit, that's Koya dick, right? And then, I'm sorry. You'd be like, this Koya dick, right? And you'd be like, okay, boom, who dick is this? This Koya dick. I'm just putting out there. And then he'd be like, yep. I said, you gonna give it to anybody else? And then he'd be like, nope. And if I do, then they ain't gonna get it like this. Is that disrespectful or is it not disrespectful?
Yeah, that's an excuse. What the fuck? See, this is shit that we see. Now, I'm not even going to talk first. I don't even want to start talking yet because I got this drink in me and you just brought up a whole bunch of shit. That you know, but I'm not even going to talk first. I'm gonna let the queen take the first stab at that one. I don't even want to start yet.
First off, I just like that. To me, that's flabbergasting. What you mean is, I give it to somebody else, it's not gonna be like this. No, I don't want you giving it to nobody.
Period.
Right. To be all the way 100, I don't want you giving it to nobody.
Exactly.
So, what you mean if you give it to somebody else, it ain't going to be like this? How do I know that? No, that shit ain't nothing cool. No, that shit, no.
But,
no,
but look,
nigga, no.
Queen, look, it's not even about that. It's just like,
but
where the fuck did the if come from? First off, first and foremost, who gives a fuck what you're doing to the next bitch, right? So, who gives a fuck? I don't give a fuck, especially not in the situation that we're in right now. So I'm like,
you're in the box. That's why I'm doing it to me.
Wait. Hold on. Okay, wait, ladies. Hold on, ladies. M.I.A., what do you think about that?
I feel that's fucked up, and that's some fucked up sex. Like, I'm going to be like, pull your dick out.
I'm
going to
tell you to get off me.
Hold on. Let me sit my drink real quick. Hold on.
I've had three glasses of wine sitting up over here. It's only been an hour. Third glass.
All right. Look, number one. That fucking question should be X'd out of sex. Period. Across the board, especially in the fucking day and age that we're living in right now. Pussies are there. Bitches do what they want to do with their pussies. They give it to who they want to. They do what they want to do with her. Nigga, it is not yours. Let her tell you that all day. In the heat of the moment, you can be like, nigga, bitches in mind. Yeah, it's yours, daddy did it. I'm not going to give it to her. That bitch is lying. Because if something else comes along, maybe I'm a little jaded by this. Because, you know, I have been through a few things, you know what I mean? Maybe I'm a little slanted on this. But not just what I've been through. Like I said, I hear a lot of stories. People tell me everything. People trust me. You know what I mean? The information that I get from people about how they be dogging their exes or dudes they with or bitches they with and everything. Motherfuckers is out here getting dogged nowadays.
It's
on both sides, though. No. I'm not going to say guys is just dogging girls. I mean, girls is dogging the shit out of guys, too. It's going both fucking ways, and the bitches is doing it a lot worse. Because y'all don't realize that the difference is, at least just to jump off, just to go on that little side tangent, when a guy doesn't expect a girl to act like a dude, that's why they have all those songs like girls be having and everything, you know, if I was a man or whatever that shit, you know, a lot of them Beyonce songs be trying to empower bitches and everything like that, be getting bitches fucked up. But it's like... But that's what I mean. It's like women aren't being women. Women are so worried about their feelings and being taken advantage of and out of control that they're trying to be like dudes because they feel like dudes are emotionless and just don't give a fuck and everything like that. And then it's just a whole, well, I just went off into something else. But look, number one, it's your pussy. I would never even ask a girl that anymore and everything because it's just dumb. Because, yeah, it sounds good in the heat of the moment. When you're doing all that dirty talking, yeah, that's what you want to hear. That's what motherfuckers be saying in the porno movies and shit. So, yeah, it sounds good. It may even help you get your nut off. But it's not true. If you want to be in little, have sex mode and you want to be in a little fantasy and everything like that and role play, that's what you're doing. You're role playing when you say shit like that. It's a role play because –
I mean, that can be sorry for some people, because if I'm saying it, that means you're giving it to me to do good.
Okay, there's always exceptions, but I mean it, exactly. But then let's take it the next step then. Okay, we'll take it the next step. Then, okay, yeah, it's mine, and then, but then you ask me whose dick is it, and then I say, yeah, sure. Because I done had bitches, and I done been in situations where, yeah, I was telling them, it's like, yeah, this is yours. You acted right. You doing what you, yeah, you got
it. Yeah, I get it.
And
so
I
you're saying
true,
it,
you know
you're
what
just
mean?
Saying it
I've
for
been,
the moment.
I've been there, not even in the spur of the moment. I've been there and really meant it, you know. But at the same time, if you don't keep that kind of stuff up, it changes, and then it changes without notice. It'll be like, okay, this is my pussy now, we fucking now or whatever. And then, you know, some shit go down or whatever, we fucking again, and I say it again, and then you just like, you know, mouth all closed and shit. You know, I've been in situations where I've asked the question, and it's like, nah, and I've been told it was somebody else or I'm fucking somebody else. Like I said, I've been in it, like on all aspects.
Damn,
of it.
That's cold game.
Oh, no, that is cold game. Oh, my God.
I don't
mean,
even
are
ask
you
the question no more.
I mean,
you know,
I just want to get a nut off then. I mean, you just really just, hey, bitch, can I fuck a red? Yeah, let's go.
Nah, I'm going to finish. Because like I said, I'm going to finish. That's fine. You know what I mean? I'm going to get mine. It just lets me. It just, my only thing is, I can deal with a lot of things. I can really, like, mentally, I can deal with a lot of things. The only thing I can't really deal with is when I'm bullshitted. It's the bullshit I can't deal with. The truth,
yeah, that's true.
As much as it can hurt, as much as it can, you know, fuck up shit, but the truth never really fucks up shit. It puts shit in perspective. You know, there's a difference. Lying fucks up shit. The truth,
yeah, that's
you,
true.
The truth will put you in, will put your mind in a perspective. It can hurt, it can do this, but it'll put you in a place that you need to be. Now, I want to go back to what you said something earlier. You said, which is also kind of true as well, because I kind of believe that as well, but this goes back to the bullshit we was talking about at the beginning of the show. Whereas that if you are doing something else or you are doing something on the side, just don't let me know. So is it okay? So as long as you don't know, it's okay?
Because it's like I'm saying, it just depends on the relationship. Because like if I'm your girlfriend, of course I don't want to hear you saying you fucking somebody else. But if I'm just fucking you, if I'm comfortable with fucking you, and I'm fucking you because I want to be your girl, because don't get me wrong, I'm not just trying to throw my pussy out there, then that's when it's a difference, you know.
Well, because I've been in that situation, and it's just real crucial, because when you put yourself in there and you don't know what's going to happen, and then you basically know, like I was saying myself, I knew shit was going on before there was even, see, there was a lot of shit that happened before I even got to the point where a nigga would be like, you know what, are you just straight fucking somebody else? You know, there's a lot that comes before that, before a nigga would just straight out ask you that. In some situations, in my situation, It was a lot of arguing, a lot of disrespect, a lot of, I need you to take me here, I need you to drop
me
off to this dude's house, I need to borrow the car, there was a lot that went into that before I even was like, okay, now you just, with all this and everything, now I just got to fucking ask, because like I said, I always lied to myself, because I didn't want the truth, because I knew the truth would change my whole perspective. Although I was leaning towards a certain way and I kind of knew what was going on, like I always said myself, if I don't have the definite proof in front of me, then I will always give you the benefit of the doubt, especially if I truly care about you, because I don't want that to be the truth. But then, like I said, I found some shit, I saw some shit, on top of the shit I was told in my face. Like I said, I give her at least that much respect. Like when shit hit the fan and shit all went down through it, it was. She was like, "Yep, did it." Like when I went after, "Yep, did it." I mean, I got to give her at least that much credit, because
I've had
bitches that I tried to confront on shit and they still just straight out lied to my face and everything, but cold busted and everything like that. So I at least give her that much respect that when all shit was said and done, it was a straight up truth in my face. And that's. But I wanted that before. You know what I mean? Before it even got this far. Because then it's like, okay, well, now I'm busted. Now it's like, what you going to do about it? You know, it gets into that mode. You ever been in that mode? It's like, well, I'm busted loud. Now what? You know, not no.
I didn't actually call called my first cheating on me. His sister called me and was like, he's fucking his bitch right now, and put the phone up to the door. I went over there, and it was like, I walked in the house. He like, oh, how you get in the house? You motherfucker, I live here, you feel me? I walked in the house. He like, oh, you can't be here right now. You can't be here right now. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, we start fighting and everything. So it's like, you know, if you caught up, you know you caught up. But it's just like I said,
now
it's a difference.
I thought it even worse
okay,
than that, though. Like, to be honest, like, no, that nigga invited me to come over to the house. Nigga picked me up from the homegirl house and was like, come sleep with me for a couple hours. That nigga got up and went and picked up the next bitch and brought her to the house and was like, oh, Nicole, this is whoop-de-whoop, this is Nicole, and introduced the bitch to all the roommates, and then took her into the room. I go and bang on the door like, what the fuck? And, nigga, you
what?
Open up the door dripping motherfucking sweat. Like, I'm fucking
oh, wow.
Ignorant.
Damn, see?
Like, I've had it done like that.
Now, see, I can't top that story, but just because I know how fucking psycho I can be, this is what I mean when I take drastic measures in order to ensure that I don't wind up in jail or wind up killing somebody or doing some shit like this. Because, like I said, in the situation I was in a situation for like 5 years, going on 5 years, and I tried to go through everything, tried to make everything work, you know, lived it, everything. Now, I knew some shit was going on, but I would try to cover my own bases so I don't, because like I said, my ex used to have people coming in the house when I was at work or when I wasn't around, or would be like, nigga, can you leave because I got somebody coming over or what time. Now, there will be times, though.
But that's your ex, though.
But still, my thing was always, if you're going to cheat or if you're going to do wrong, do it right. Like I said, I'm paying rent up in here. This is, you know what I mean? I'm putting everything up in here. You don't bring no other niggas up in here.
Well,
fuck up in this house, in my bed,
man,
or anything like that.
Man.
Go to some motel.
Go
to the rest of houses. Go over there. Go over there.
For real.
But this is what I'm saying. All that type of shit was going down. What I would do is I would call, like, say I would even get off of work early or something like that or whatever. I would call just to give her a heads, like, yo, got off of work early. You know what I mean? Because if I even had a feel or something, because I don't want to walk in on nothing. I avoid those situations. You know what I mean? Cause
yeah,
I don't
when you walk
know,
in on something,
I would
totally
not know. And I used to live on the second floor.
What?
You know the kind of thoughts I used to have about walking in and catching this girl doing something?
I'm
like, I would probably slam niggas, you know, throwing niggas off balconies and shit. Or, you know, I used to have all kind of fucking psycho thoughts about just trying to. But I didn't want it, but I know myself. That's what I'm saying. You have to know yourself. You have to know the situation.
Yeah, you just have to calm down and be cool.
And I just didn't want, you know, it was cold. She was, and it's been done many times, not just my ex. Like I said, it's been done numerous times to me, which is always why I feel like I just don't deserve good or better or anything like that, because it just doesn't seem like I can find the right one that's going to give me what I deserve. I mean, she, to find out, you know, the dudes that she fucking on or whatever was dudes she was passing off as friends, dudes that's been in my house chilling up in there. Like I said, this is when the situation was going down, it was and everything. You know what I mean? She's throwing parties at the house, and I'm not supposed to be in my own party. This is, oh, nigga, she threw a party at the house, right? She threw a party at the house that I'm paying rent in or whatever. But I wasn't supposed to show up at the party. Like, I'm throwing a party here, but don't come home and don't come
no,
to the
party. No, you got me
fucked
up.
You know what
up.
I mean?
No, you got me fucked
up. No, I paid for birthday parties and showed up. I'm still at the party.
But this night, though,
no.
I was like, fuck that, right? I'm like, fuck that. You know? But also at the same time, like I said, I'm smart. Because like I said, I don't know what it is with me sometimes. Like I feel like I may attract some psycho-type people at certain times, or I catch people in certain times of their life when they be on some, like, hood-type, nigga, fuck you type shit, when they get kind of mad at me. Because what it is with me, at least when girls get involved with me, they may love me, but then they grow to, like, seriously hate me at the fucking same time. And I can never understand that. They be saying they love me so much and so in love with me, but want to kill me and do all kind of shit at the same damn time. I don't know if that's true love or whatever, but that shit is sometimes scary. But this particular night, right, like I said, having a party and everything. Now, me being the person that I am, like I said, as the person that I am, I try to avoid certain situations. You know, that's me. But like y'all was just saying, in my head, I'm thinking, what the fuck am I doing? Like, so but I wasn't going to be up in there by myself, because, like I said, I had no telling who was going to be there, what was going on, what may have happened or whatever. Because keep in mind, this is a time when we was at each other's throats every day, but still living together, and basically it looked like we was just trying to piss each other off, or she was trying to piss me off. I was at the point where it's like, babe, I'll still do anything to you. I know I had fucked up. I was trying to fix the situation and everything, and she was just running with everything on that, like, it's not going to work. I don't have those feelings for you anymore and everything like that, but still just basically didn't want to leave the house. I mean, remember what was that thing? Just real quick, what was that? There was a Martin. Remember there was a Martin Comedy Hour where it's like a girl won't leave if you got some shit. If you don't got no shit.
Whoa.
Where'd you go?
Whoa.
Okay,
I'm glad I'm not the only one. Okay, am I you still there? All right. I'm like, what just happened?
He was still charged up on that one. Somebody
I
was
know,
like, oh.
I'm like, what just happened?
The arrow dagger.
What happened? All right.
Boom. Next question.
All right, we finna go there. All right, well, this is Dagger. You know, he's gone for a second. Hold on. I mean, have you ever had, like, MF? Wait, is Koya still on the phone? She ain't said nothing. I'm trying to figure out who's online. Oh, okay, boom. All right, boom, girl talk. Let's go. Boom.
All right, let's go.
I want to know, like, have you ever had a situation where, like, you know, you done. You, like, you stopped talking to your ex.
Yeah, my bad.
That
I apologize.
Y'all,
all right,
well,
you
got to
hold on now. Yeah, now you got to hold on. Sorry, it's girl talk going on now. You
got to
wait now.
Oh,
sorry,
y'all
took
over the show.
Yeah,
what I missed? Can I at least catch up on the girl talk real quick since y'all just going to cut me out while I was
we
in the middle of my speech?
We wasn't even in the middle. You didn't even get started. You got turned up, and then you just went out for no reason. We were trying to figure out what was going on. But I was about to begin my story on, you know, now, I didn't forget talking to you. I've been drinking and shit. Y'all know when I be drinking, I be forgetting shit. What's wrong with y'all? Okay, but for real, I'm over here. I'm about to be on my fourth glass right now. I'm down in this wine like it ain't shit. For real. This red Moscato is something beautiful.
Man,
I need y'all ladies, if y'all never tried red Moscato, I need y'all to go out and buy y'all a bottle
of
red Moscato.
I'm going to go back to my
beautiful
story if you ain't going to get to your topic.
Okay, well, fine then.
Talk about,
you know,
Moscato
go
and
ahead
shit.
Then. Go ahead then, because I forgot
my
whole situation.
I want
to
hear your story. Like I said, I was so on, I don't even know where I got cut off at. All of a sudden, my phone was just like, dead. So what was the last thing y'all heard me say?
You was about to begin your story, the last thing we heard.
Oh, okay. So the party at the house that I wasn't supposed to be at, even though it was my house, right? That
right.
We okay. So I'm like, okay,
I
should
kick the bitch out.
Okay, put all her shit out. Internet. Do all that shit off the key story about
but
me. Fuck you, bitch.
Ain't no explanation.
You got me fucked up. That's what
but
I
no,
said.
But I'm not. But this is what I'm saying. I'm not that type of person, which is why I also say, like I said, I feel a lot of people are taking advantage of that situation because I'm not that type of nigga. I'm not that type of person, especially if I've invested 4 years or whatever. I can't just turn, although everything in me is telling me that's what I should do, that may be what the right thing may be to do or whatever. I just didn't want to do it, you know, despite everything she did, because at the other side of things, there were good times. There were good years, really good times. So, you know, at the same, but that's just me. Like I was saying, what was going through her head, completely different, you know, but at the same time.
She was just trying to use you because she knew that you was going to let her do the things that she wanted to do, and she knew that she was a good person, but I'm glad that you just finally got
but
to what
okay, but
said
but what happened that night, right? So I go over there.
It.
So I'm like, fuck that, but I go get my cousin, though, first, right? Because I'm not going to go up in there with all her friends and all these niggas that I don't know probably up in this house and all this shit and everything. Because, like I said, and girls get real grimy when they do stuff. When they cheat on you or deal with other dudes and everything like that, they start talking about you, get kind of crazy sometimes. So I don't know what was really going on in there, so I don't want to be in there by myself. So I walk up in there with my cousin, though. But I'm like, man, these motherfuckers in here parlor. Like I said, people everywhere did it. But long story short, I go in the room basically the whole time. I don't deal with her peoples or whatever. But see, people are always cool with me. Motherfuckers that I guess are other friends or other people I was just talking to, because I'm still trying to be cordial. Like I said, the whole time I was there, I wasn't even there to fuck up her party. Technically, I just wanted to be home and didn't have shit else to do. But it was bad because, you know, she wanted to freak. I guess the dude she was fucking on or wanted to fuck on was there. And they was probably wanting to do all this dancing shit. You know, I just threw it off because what her plan was for me not being there was fucked up because I was there. But it's that type of shit. You know what I mean? This is thought processes that people have in their heads. It fascinates me because at no point do I want to see anybody doing wrong or cause people any kind of pain or cause people any kind of trouble. The only time I even get like that is if it's through retaliation. If I feel you back me into a corner or I feel you put me through so much, then eventually, yes, somebody's going to lash out. But that's what I'm saying. Despite all that shit, you know, I didn't say nothing to nobody. I wasn't disrespectful to nobody. They had the music playing in the front. I have my little music playing on my computer. But then I walk in, motherfuckers are sitting on my computer. Probably a dude she fucking was on my computer on his Facebook and shit. I'm like, all these people is what really pissed me off is that other people were, like, getting over on me. You know, if you my girl or something like that and I'm fucking you, then that's fine. You can get over on me. You're not even supposed to, but you are allowed. I'm fucking you. But, like, if you take my car to go drive around other niggas for them to do their shit because they ain't got no fucking car, or you invite niggas over to the house where I parent because they ain't got their own house, or they running from their baby mama or something like that, and then it's all, you know what I mean? It's shit like that. It's like, are you serious? But that's the world we're living in. Like I said, this is years ago. This is a few years ago, and this is shit that I was going through. Now it's even worse. People do not give a fuck about nothing.
See, and that's why, and
no loyalty,
shit like
no
that
respect,
is in, like,
nothing.
Shit like that is the reason why I am as careful as I am when it comes to fucking with the person that I be fucking with. I ask a lot of questions because I be wanting to fucking know. You feel me? Like, I don't want to go into nothing blind or ignorant about nothing. I feel like if I keep it straight up with you, then you need to be keeping it straight up with me.
But here's my question,
point
blank
period,
because
I've gone through shit in the past.
Because here's my thing, is that I could have so easily, the people wonder why I watch the shows that I watch. Like I said, I watch Locked Up, I watch Jail, I watch all these, because all these motherfuckers in jail are not all in there for just murder and, you know, robbery and things like that. These motherfuckers is in here for dumb shit. I caught my bitch fucking, so I killed her and him. You know what I mean? Like, I threw some acid in this bitch face because she told me she was cheating on somebody else. You know what I mean? These niggas is in here not just for they be in there for some dumb shit, too. And I could so easily, with the amount of shit that I have been through, so easily been one of these motherfuckers and been one of these people. Easily. The thoughts that go through my head, and all I feel I need is some kind of trigger. That's what, anybody watch First 48, you know what they say? You know what they say? Or what is it? Or Criminal Minds, right? It's the trigger. You know, what set the nigga off? You know what I mean? Like, what just pushed the nigga over the edge? And I've been pushed to the line. To the line. Bitches love, like, just see it because they know I'm not that. They know I'm a good person. They don't want to take away the good qualities from me. They don't want to know that I'm a go-getter. I get mine. I take care of those that I care about. You know, I'm caring. I'm supportive. I'm a family person. You know what I mean? I show love, respect. I fucking open the doors for bitches. You know what I mean? But they see that. You know, but I don't hear bitches. I don't, because y'all know me. It's a psychological block because I see my mom get whooped on, you know, coming up. So I just can't hit women because I just keep thinking what happened to my mom and I just don't want to put people through that. But some women see that and run over that shit because, you know, they don't want to get rid of the goodness. But at the same time, if you don't slap their ass or choke them out or do some other crazy shit, they're going to run around and do that. But that's what they always say. Is that true as well? Let me ask. Does the good guy really always lose, or does he just win in the very, very end? Because it seems like if I was one of the type of niggas that just didn't give a fuck, you know what I mean, and everything like that. Because honestly, and I can be completely honest when I say this, around when I was like 20, 21, or around there, when I was in my mode, when I didn't give a fuck like everybody else, fuck bitches, fuck your feelings, fuck whatever you got going on, I'm all about mine, getting pussy, don't care, and everything. Like, shit was good. Honestly. When I tried to start caring about people, when I wanted to be a better person, when I wanted to be the bigger person, when I wanted to start putting away the bullshit and trying to walk the right way and start trying to do the right thing, you know, that's when all the shit started happening. But I don't know, y'all. That's just me. Like I said, don't let me keep rambling, because I keep rambling for days.
But see, but that's my thing, though, right? I don't know. Like, I've only been in one relationship where, well, I can't even say one. Like, you feel me? I don't know why, but for whatever reason, all of the people that I actually be giving a fuck about besides my recent ex have all been, like, long distance. I don't get it. I really don't. But, like, I always end up screwed. So when I was with my ex, that was, like, the first time that I really was screwed from a close distance. You feel me? Where a nigga was like, oh, yeah, babe, I love you, but, oh, you got some bread in your pocket? Oh, well, come here and do this and do that. Or, you feel me? Like I said earlier, nigga, you in the house, mind you, you got that house because of niggas that I knew back in the day before you. You got the house that you was living in before. These are the same niggas that I knew back in the day when I was in high school. You come around 4 years later, and now all of a sudden these is your homies, but you disrespecting me in front of the niggas that I've known longer than you. You bringing brand new bitches around in front of, you feel me, to these niggas, and they looking at me like, oh, damn, the Nicole I knew back then wasn't having that shit. But now all of a sudden you let this nigga run all over you. But I still try to look at the good in people, because at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, and I wanna settle down, and I wanna be with a nigga, and we talking about, you feel me, other shit like, oh, let's move in, and let's get married, and let's have babies, and all that other shit. You feel me? Let's start putting shit in each other's names and all that other shit. I want to know that I did everything that I could to be the best female, the best woman, the best girlfriend, the best friend, whatever it is that you need me to be, that I can possibly be. I don't ever want nobody to look back on me and our relationship and be like, well, that bitch did me fucked up.
That's the paradox about it, and I agree with you on that. It's like, if you are going to be in a relationship, you are going to choose to be with somebody, you are going to do what you, then you have to go all out. Because I think I said the quote last time, that's the craziest quote: in order to find out if you can't trust somebody, you have to actually trust them. You know what I mean? Which is the sad part, which is what the biggest part is. You have to go all in, because at least if you go all in and you know you're doing right, you know you're doing the right thing, you know you did everything possible, when shit does fuck up, you can walk away with your head held high, you know, and be like, you know what, I did everything I could do. You the one that fucked up. That's your fault. You know what I mean? And walk away like that and be happy about it. So let's get back into some music real quick, ladies. Hold on real quick for a second. We got Young Tip featuring T-Money right here at 6 in the morning. We'll be right back on West Coast Wednesday's Hump Nights. Dagger, Queen V, Koya hanging out in my ass. Definitely a good night so far. We'll be right back. Use your phone, lady.
Little mama looking good in that tight-ass dress. Light skin, long hair, and she do for herself. She been working all week, so she ready to go out. Pop the pill, now she fizzing, now she ready to roll out. She got her friends with her, so you know she getting ratchet. And she gon' fuck tonight with a mindset and no attachment. So little mama, what's happening? We can take it to the crib. This is not MTV, but I'ma show you how I live. Drop it to the flow, but with a mindset like Luda, how low you can go. Trying to see that booty bounce up and down like a low. Grab another bottle, let's get turned a little more. We can party all night, but at 6, you gotta go. Wake up, do it again, and tip, already know. Fucking bitches and pass them like a nigga smoking dope. And if the bitch bad, then she get it for sure.
We got bitches in the living room getting it on. Got them rolling off a pill, going deep in their thong. Then we kick these hoes out around 6 in the morning. Fuck a ratchet, then we pass it like hits from the bone. Just do it, do it, do it, little mama. Gon' shake it, shake it, shake it. Long dick, can you take it, take it, take it? Get a bed, I'll break it, break it, break it. We on.
She bounce that ass like a stripper, and I'm loving that. In the party with the goons, where they thuggin' at? Your bitch a ratchet, hit the pass, he me glovin' that. Deep in the thong, tippin' quarterbackin' that. Long dick, where your baby daddy slackin' that. Gone off the green, rollin' on the beans. Never capped a favorite bitch, mob on the scene. Serving dope dick, make them wobble when they lean. The way I put that ass to sleep, promethazine. I can fuck you, I can fuck her. Rock the pussy, rock
like baby, no chauffeur. Prefer to crack and save little mama, no fur. Dog in the house, make the kitty cat purr. Then they gotta leave, about fixing them on. Pass these smut hoes on, like hitting the phone. The hangover, do the whole thing over. We got a vision in the living room, getting it on. Got them rolling off the pill, going deep in their thong. Then we kick these hoes out around 6 in the morning. Fuck a ratchet, then we pass it like hits from the bone. Just do it, do it, do it. Little mama gon' shake it, shake it, shake it. Long dick till you take it, take it, take it. Get a bed, I'll break it, break it, break it. We on.
We are back, we are back. Y'all gotta excuse me, man. Just, we are back, but thing dropped real quick, so excuse me for a quick second while I get things back loaded. But also at the same time, just real quick, if you ain't, like I said, I've been, make sure you're down in Vegas, February 22nd. All right, the X&B Inked Up Modeling Squad celebrating their 1-year anniversary, going down out there. Make sure you get your tickets. I'm going to get all the information for you so I can start shooting it out for real. But, I mean, check. You can find them on Facebook. You find them everywhere. The ladies is tearing it up. The party's going down February 22nd in Las Vegas. So make sure you can get down there, all right? Widow Boys will be performing in full effect in the building. And then also, you can also see the Widow Boys live if you're in the L.A. area or in the local areas out there. I want to come down actually to Downey, all right, the weekend before. We're going to call that the preview, all right? The Widow Boys are going to be in full effect live February 15th at the Stardust Club. That's 7643 Firestone Boulevard, Downey, California, 90241, all right? And that's the showcase. Widow Boys will be on stage. That's 21 and over. Ladies are free before 10 o'clock, and I know how ladies love free, all right? So bring y'all ass to come support, all right? It is going down February 15th, Downey, February 22nd. If you haven't seen the Widow Boys performing, like I said, you've been missing out, so check us out. But we back in the mix right now. Mr. Pill, shake it. Let's go.
Right now, I think it's a good time for me to introduce myself, Mike Carter. And see, right now, I want to dedicate this jam right here to all them girls out there that shake their body, shoe models, strippers, exotic dancers, whatever you want to call them. But some of them girls is making their way through school trying to feed their family, man. Alright?
There she was, shaking on the pole, gyrating their body, little music real slow. Man, I can't believe girl was so fine. On a scale from 1 to 10, I'm saying Charlotte was a dime. Didn't waste some time, so I said, what's up, mama? She said, you wanna dance? I'm reaching for some love. Down, round, and round. Freaking all on me. Turn me on. I can't leave until my money's gone.
My bad, y'all. Hold on real quick. Hold on. Almost got it. Almost. There we go.
Good day, sir. May I have your daughter's hand now?
Okay, look, I didn't want to hurt your feelings, but it's just not going to happen. I was just trying to be polite, okay? I don't think my daughter would date either of you, let alone marry you, okay?
Who said anything about marriage or dating? Dumbass.
Yeah, really. Give me her hand right now. I don't even care which one she uses.
What are you babbling about, sir? We are a proper gentleman, and we wish for your daughter to use her hand upon us. We have asked you for her hand in the manner of proper gentlemen.
Yeah, so you have to now. That's the rules.
You want my daughter, my sweet little angel, to perform... Oh, God, you sick little back! I will kill you!
Can I have her hand now?
Hey, buddy. Take off. I'm going back to Cali. I'm going back to Vegas. Girl going crazy. Dope gang piping. Splash Martin. I'm talking about cooling out, man. Westside, West
Take
Coast.
Off.
Bang Out Radio.
Yeah, y'all, we back. Officially. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, Dagger. Queen V, still good? Queen.
No, okay, I'm sorry. I forgot to put my phone on the mute. I was talking to myself for 2 seconds.
Quiet, still good? Koya, unmute your phone as well. Maybe not. MIA is good, right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, well, we'll see. Watch, Koya's going to jack in and piss me off at the very end, but it's okay. But another show in the books. I want to thank everybody who checked in tonight, everybody for hanging out. MIA.
But
wait, what?
We don't have no, wait. I can't ask one more question before we go.
Go ahead.
I just got one more. Okay. Is there such thing as giving too much head? Because somebody told me that earlier, but then I got hit with the, you feel me, I got the girl and the guy's point of view. The girl tried to tell me I give too much head. But then the guy was like, no, you don't give too much head. That's a keep a nigga around head. So.
Yeah, yeah. He's damn right. You can never, ever give a nigga too much head. Ever. Anybody ever tells you that, they fucking lying. If a girl tell you that, she a hater. She a hater. So, no. There's nothing. Bitches need to, not like that, but girls need to suck more dick, especially if it's your dude or somebody you really see. Yeah, you want that? Yeah, that's exactly what it is. That's that keep a nigga around. Yeah, like, especially if you do it on one of those, like, yo, I just want to do it. Or, you know, like, hey, man, just lean back. Let me hook you up real quick. Like, if you just naturally just do it, oh, yeah, you're going to have a nigga. Yeah. So, no, you can never, to answer your question, no, you can never give the right nigga too much head. Let me say that. Let me put it that way. Don't just be going around just sucking on anything. But you find some, yeah. If you find
hell
some,
no.
You, yeah. But you find one that works, you suck the shit out that motherfucker till damn near the skin come off that bitch. But all right, so MIA, go ahead, give your shout outs. Anybody you want to give a shout out to? Let people know where they can find you at, and yeah.
Oh no, I just want to give a shout out to everybody listening, everybody who continues to call the show. I enjoy talking to you guys. Shout out to everybody who's doing their thing independently. Catch me on Facebook at Mia So Real. Follow me on Instagram at Mia So Real. I follow back. And just, man, everybody continue to have a good week.
Yeah, it's Wednesday. We just got a couple more days to go, y'all. So just hold in there. And then, I don't know. Hold on, let me check. Koya. All right, that's three. Not coming back. Muting the button. Not coming back. See how I feel so used? All these conversations where she just came through, used me to ask her question real quick and everything like that, and then just skate out just like a female, man. But anyway. Of course, my co-host,
Look,
Queen B. Go
you
ahead.
You can't
give
talk
shout
about
out.
My friend. You know what? Koya's still my friend, and I still got to stand up for her. So I don't know what she's doing, and you right, but at the end of the day, that's still my friend, and I don't feel right if I don't say nothing. You know what I mean? But
well, whatever.
She
your friend be fucking up, but she fucks up a lot.
I agreed with you on the fact that she's fucking up. Wait a minute. You see, you didn't even give me that. You just started just cutting me off, see?
I didn't cut you off. I was making a statement. I'm sorry, go ahead.
She is fucking up. She is fucking up. Koya, yeah, she was wrong for fucking up, but I did stand up for you. But I don't know where the fuck is you at. I ain't tripping. Show is over. Boom. All right.
But okay,
I was happy I got my question out, so I'm good. All right. shout out to everybody who fucks with Bang Out Radio. I appreciate y'all. I fucks with y'all. Send me y'all music because I love looking into my Gmail account and getting new music. I really do. So please send your music to queenvcee1991@gmail.com. And again, that's queenvcee1991@gmail.com. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry if I'm slurring or if I'm talking funny. I am on my fourth glass of wine, and I'm low-key feeling it, so I don't know if I'm slurring or anything. So just give me the minute. I know we're almost done, so just give me the second, okay? shout out to everybody. If you guys aren't in Vegas, I don't know what you guys are about to be doing on the 22nd, because I know that I'm about to be trying to make my way out to Vegas.
For real.
Like, I'm trying to pile as many people in a car, and even if I got to go by my damn self and make the ride, I'm going to do it.
We out there, for real.
Y'all got to support my co-host, Dagger, because I fucks with him. So if y'all fucks with me, you got to fucks with him on real shit. Real nigga was set. I'm sorry. I told y'all I've been drinking. Okay. Okay. Ooh, we're going to get this together. Okay. You guys can find me on Facebook.com/ColeyBaby. I'm thinking about making another Facebook, so that might be changing within the next week, maybe two. Because that's my personal one, so I might go ahead and make a business one. But you guys can also follow me on Twitter. I'm turning my personal Twitter account into my business account. So you guys can follow me at Cali Queen, twitter.com/CaliQueen. That's Queen with a W. I know it sounds weird, but it's just a U with an extra, you know, the double thing. So don't trip. I spell the same way, just like I said, with a W. So you guys can find me on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter. You guys want to find out about the show. You guys want to find out about anything else. Hit me up on Twitter. That's where I be at. Like I said, I check both. You guys, independent artists, models. You may not want to talk to Dagger. I don't know why. That's my nigga. But if you don't want to talk to him, you can damn sure hit me up. And we can do the whole little thing. We can get the whole get together.
I'm gonna get your music
like
anyway. It don't matter, but okay.
Exactly, it don't matter. But I mean, you may not want to go up to him and talk one little.
Nah, I don't know. They like me. Guys like talking to girls, like dealing with girls and everything. So that's fine. They can deal with Queen. That's
exactly.
Good. It's okay.
It's
all right.
Cool.
I'm not tripping.
It's all well and good. It's all
I'm
well
not
and
tripping.
Good. You guys, again, that email address is queenvvee1991@gmail.com. Okay, y'all. Talk to me, y'all. I'll talk back.
All right,
I'm done.
All right, John, of course, on the Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. And again, I apologize for going off on my tangents and everything, but mainly it's just with me, a lot of the bullshit, like I said, that we were talking about earlier and everything is in the past. So, like I said, I'm really trying to look towards the future and that's what everybody should do. I mean, as hard as it is, you really have to put the bullshit behind you and move forward. But at the same time, you want to move forward in the right direction with the right people, in the right situations, under the right circumstances. All right? You have to know what you want for yourself. You have to know what the best thing is for you, your family, your kids, if you got kids and everything like that. You have to assess and know yourself and know what you deserve, know what you require, know what works for you. Because if you don't know what works for yourself, then you're going to be constantly out there trying different things, this, that, or whatever, and then it's going to put you always in a fucked up situation. It is. You have to understand yourself because you can't give nothing to the next person. You can't think about what's going on. You can't properly express yourself to somebody else or give yourself to somebody if you choose to do that if you don't even know who the fuck you are. Period. You know, the one plus about me and the one thing I do know about myself is that I know who I am. I know myself. I know what I want. I know what I deserve. And what pisses me off the most within myself is that I allow myself to downplay what I deserve, what I feel I deserve, what my qualifications are. You know, it's like on if you want to relate it to like a job, it's like, you know, I'm overqualified for a lot of these jobs and a lot of these bitches that I'm dealing with. I'm too overqualified for these people. But at the same time, it's like, do you want to work or do you want to work at a remedial job and get what you can get, or do you want to wait until you get that job that's worth it? Sad part is, you know, I like to work. But when you work at that job that you don't like, then you, like, no benefits, you know, shit like that. That shit pisses you off. So it's like, why work the job if it's not what you want to do? You know, it's weird. But, again, you have to know yourself. You have to know what you deserve. You have to know what's right for you, and then you'll start to look for those things that complement what you're trying to do for yourself. If it's not helping you, if it's not making your situation better, if it's not, you know, positive, then fuck it. Period. Not literally, all right? Just leave it alone. Don't worry about it. Don't deal with it, because, again, it's not worth it. All right? A lot of shit is not worth it. A lot of people are dealing with shit they don't have to, all right? Y'all need to fix that. Trust me. I'm trying to do it. I know it's hard, because it's hard to do the right thing. It's a lot easier to do the bullshit than it is to do the right thing. But if you do the right thing, you stay focused on the right thing, then I don't even know. I'm not going to say good things are going to happen, because good things ain't happening to me, so I don't know. But I at least feel good within myself at the fact that I know I'm doing the right thing no matter what happens. So I'm going to walk with my head held high. All right, y'all. So that's West Coast Wednesday. Something nice. Dagger, Queen V. Make sure y'all tune in every Wednesday night, 9 to 11, Adult Matters and Adult Topics. Fuck you Fridays every Friday. I've been fucking up, y'all. I've just been trying. Like I said, a lot of shit's been going on. I'm trying to find a way where I can sit here and explain it to y'all. But if you knew what was going on, like I said, there's a lot of other shit I got to do right now. So I'm really trying to get back to Fuck You Fridays. I'm going to try to do it again this Friday, 6 to 8. So make sure you're there to at least see if I'm able to do it. Of course, Slap Sundays will be in full effect every Sunday, 7 to 9, and the Triple M Show on Mondays. I know I've been slipping on that as well, y'all. I'm sorry, but every Monday, 7 to 9. But you will never lose us here on Wednesday. You will never lose us on Sunday, all right? I'll give y'all my word at least on that. All right, so we'll see y'all next week. We'll see y'all on Friday. We'll see y'all throughout the rest of the Bang Out Radio shows, Reality Radio. Make sure you talk about the show, spread word about the show, Twitters, tweets, Instagrams, fucking whatever, social and Facebook, whatever y'all on, share. If you get a link about the show, emails, spread the show, talk about the show. That's it. All right, we're going to ride out like this. This might not be a West Coast Wednesday's Hump Nice track, but I like this track, so I'm going to play it. All right, we'll see y'all next week. We'll see y'all on the rest of the Beality Radio shows. Daggers out. Bang Out Radio. The music is supposed to come on right away. That's what I'll be talking about. I'm sorry, but hold on. Come on. I know you can do it. Will it to happen? Will it? See, I got to close my eyes, and, you know, you flicking your fingers at it like they're magic, like I'm a magician or something, like, ooh, ooh. Uh-oh, sounds like it's about to work. Let's see. What if I do it like this? What if I hold it? This shit is fucking crazy. Well, fuck it then, y'all. I'm just going to end the show, all right? We'll see y'all throughout the rest of the week. I'm out.